Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot to break down from the Browns with over the last couple of days. A lot of things floating around, what they could be doing in the draft, what they could be doing in free agency for quarterback, and no better person to bring in than our very own, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Reiter. And he joins us courtesy of Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, a busy couple of days for the Browns, while also sort of not.
You don't say.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we get the March, we get to April. It feels like there's just never a time. They've done very well this season. They're like the Deion Sanders, it feels like, of NFL teams, just constantly finding a way to prod their name into the news, throw it out there, almost the Aaron Rodgers of Browns teams, if you would.
Well, they do a great job of making a lot of noise in the offseason. Their problem is they don't make enough noise during the season. So maybe at some point in our lifetimes, they'll get that situation rectified.
Yeah, I mean, maybe by the time that both of us are in a ground somewhere, we'll be able to have that done. I'll throw this one to you, Daryl. It was at the end of last week. Kirk Cousins sitting in a Chipotle in Ohio. Secretly a big deal or no deal at all?
Well, officially he was not here to meet with the Browns, and nobody with the Browns of consequence, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, ownership, they were all in different cities when Kirk was in town. So even if the Browns wanted to talk to him officially, unofficially, they can't. That's tampering, not without permission from the Atlanta Falcons. And as I reported last week, the Browns did not have permission from the Atlanta Falcons to talk to Kirk Cousins. So officially, the word is he was here just visiting, and that's all it was. Now, that's not to say that he might not have been able to multitask while here, maybe check out a neighborhood or two or three, do a little house hunting, see what Browns fans are like. Obviously, it sure looked like on social media, Browns fan rolled out the red carpet for Kirk Cousins, but it just based on what is coming out of Florida from the NFL owners meetings that wrapped up today, there seems to be a lot of growing momentum that maybe the Browns and Kirk Cousins might still be able to happen. After all, Raheem Morris, the Falcons head coach, kind of really did not come across like they had an ultimatum of they were absolutely under no circumstances willing to trade Kirk Cousins. They clearly, I think, feel like that if they're going to have to pay him money and not play him, maybe they can extract a draft asset out of the situation, and right now, obviously, the Browns would be the team to give them that asset or assets. So I don't think that there's anything that's impending at the moment, but I think that we get to a point where when we get to the draft, maybe something can, pop up.
It feels like there's been that sort of stir. I mean, listen, what other reason does the guy have to be in Cleveland, Ohio, okay? We live here, all right? I live here. I love it here. Not a vacation spot. Never heard somebody say, you could throw out the joke. Nobody ever said they're going to vacation in Cleveland, okay?
Well, he did pick the sunny and 70 day in March to visit Cleveland. So
very smart of him.
I am going to give Kirk a little credit there. He did pick the perfect weather day to come up for a visit.
What would you throw out there is something, the likelihood then that the Browns and Falcons can actually come to an agreement on something that benefits both sides and Kirk Cousins, and they're doing it essentially then at that point after the draft, so Kirk can be sure they're not going to hoodwink him and take a quarterback early.
Well, my theory is that the Browns are not drafting a quarterback second overall. That means for me, Shedeur Sanders is absolutely off the table. I think Travis Hunter is going to be the guy. The Browns are going out to Colorado this week. They're going to see both Shedeur and Travis Hunter at Colorado's Pro Day, maybe have a little dinner with them beforehand or after. But I don't think they're taking Shedeur Sanders at two. And at that point, I think that opens the door for Kirk Cousins to come to Cleveland, and he doesn't feel like he's got another Michael Penix situation where the rookie is hovering over his shoulders. Now, it's very clear listening to Andrew Berry, listening to Kevin Stefanski, and even Jimmy and Dee Haslam, they want to skew younger in that quarterback room. Obviously, Kirk Cousins doesn't fit that profile, but what he does for you is he allows you to sell the fans, we're trying to win today, okay? We're not trying to play for the 2026 NFL draft. We're going to try and win some games this season. Now, it very well may happen that they just naturally are unable to win a lot of games this coming season, and they are back in a similar position that they find themselves right now, where they hold the number two pick in the draft after a 3-14 campaign. So, very naturally, they can get back there, but Kenny Pickett is a guy that Stefanski's singing his praises down in Palm Beach, Florida. I don't know that I want to see him in week one, but Stefanski said, hey, it's a possibility. And then they're going to draft a quarterback in the mid rounds. They're going to sign an undrafted rookie free agent as well. So you're going to have three relatively young quarterbacks between Pickett, your mid-round quarterback draft pick, your undrafted rookie free agent, and then if you have Kirk Cousins in that room as well. That still, to me, constitutes a young quarterback room, because it does really feel like, based on what ownership said, they're going to give Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski multiple years going forward. Mulligan for everybody for the Deshaun Watson fiasco. Mulligan for everyone, but they're going to get a chance to not only get a franchise quarterback in the next couple of years, but Stefanski's going to get an honest-to-goodness opportunity maybe to develop one of these kids into a franchise quarterback.
Daryl Ryder with us on the hotline. Daryl, let's throw out the idea that if the Steelers, and things are trending towards, at least according to the Steelers themselves, Aaron Rodgers actually signing there, how much does it change what the Browns have to be looking at in the draft? Can they basically bank on Kirk Cousins if the Steelers don't have a quarterback coming up, and then Kirk would, you would assume, sort of be on the table for them as well?
Well, I don't think the Steelers adding Aaron Rodgers changes anything as far as the Browns' plans go and their team building process. First of all, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be in Pittsburgh for a long time, right? Maybe a year, two max. I don't know that. I don't know that he's going to elevate them. I will say if there's one coach in the National Football League who's not going to kiss his backside, it's going to be Mike Tomlin. And if there's a coach in the National Football League who's going to get something, anything out of Aaron Rodgers, it's unfortunately going to be Mike Tomlin. But the Steelers, to me, are still that win 10, 11 games, be the 5th, 6th, 7th seed wild card in the AFC, and then they go home on wild card weekend. Like, I don't feel like that Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden makes the Pittsburgh Steelers conference contenders, Super Bowl contenders. So, I think it's a negligible impact on what Andrew Berry and the Browns want to do in the upcoming draft. Look, the needs are pretty basic, right? Since they patched up the offensive line, maybe at some point you get a young offensive tackle in the draft. You need another tight end. You need a running back. Great draft for running backs and tight ends. You need defensive line help. Great draft for defensive line help. They need a side-to-side defending linebacker because we don't know what's going on with JOK and that neck injury that ended his season, right? So that's something they got to consider. They need safety help. Now that they've moved on from Juan Thornhill, got to replace him. Well, you're not going to go out and spend a bunch of money in free agency to do that. You want to do that through the draft. You need young impact players. And then, of course, cornerback help as well. And when you look at the assets the Browns have, 5 picks, top 104, 2, 33, 67, 94, and 104 overall. There's no reason why Andrew Berry cannot find multiple blue chip top tier players to be able to come in here and contribute as rookies.
Let me tell you, Daryl, if it all goes down and then Kirk Cousins ends up being a Steeler and I'm left with Kenny Pickett, I'm going to be very sad. I'm going to be happy.
If Kirk Cousins ends up a Steeler, I'll be surprised at this point, just because, again, I think all signs are pointing to – I mean, Aaron Rodgers is doing workouts out in UCLA with DK Metcalf. Like, they're out there running the Steeler offensive concept. So I think that thing's all done. My prediction is there's a wrestling event that involves Pat McAfee in Pittsburgh, I think, next week, the 8th or the 9th. My prediction is that Aaron Rodgers, who obviously is boys with McAfee and goes on that show on a weekly basis in season, my prediction is McAfee shows up with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, and Rodgers comes out wearing a Steelers jersey, signed, sealed, delivered.
That feels very Aaron Rodgers. That really does. That feels like it feels very Pat McAfee as well, but it really does. Yeah. You got to steal the news.
Very showmanship, showman, right? That just seems to be, I think that'd be right up their alley to do that. And you listen to what Mike Tomlin said and the folks from Pittsburgh, that contingent down at the owners' meetings. It sure sounds like the Aaron Rodgers thing's all but a done deal.
Daryl, you sort of alluded to it, but Jimmy has been coming out and taking essentially, not full blame, but final blame, I guess is the way I would put it, for the Deshaun Watson fiasco. Yeah. More so just trying to make sure he can buy an extra year for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. Is that sort of the end result and the feeling of that?
Well, I will give Browns ownership credit in this regard. They're very good at taking the blame. That's never been an issue, okay? Over the years, they've taken the blame for the results on the field and the constant losing, right? They've taken the blame for turmoil in the building and the volatility and the firing and hiring of GMs and coaches up until we got to Stefanski Berry here, who now have been here for 5 years, right? They're very good at taking the blame. The problem is they're never good at actually fixing the problem. That's the issue. So at some point, they got to fix the problem. And the problem is they can't find a quarterback. They're 0 for 40. Since 1999, and granted, the Haslam's only been in charge since 2013 here, but they got to fix that problem, and it really sounds like because Berry and Stefanski get along and work well together, they're going to get an opportunity at least to try and do that, and you know, I kind of feel like hopefully they have learned from the Deshaun situation, there is no magic bullet. Patrick Mahomes, when the Kansas City Chiefs drafted him 12th overall, right? I don't think that they're like, this guy's taking us to 5 Super Bowls. He's going to win 3 of them. He's going to be a multi-time league MVP, right? I don't think that they thought that. They clearly thought he'd be a good player, but I don't think he thought he would be a transcendent generational franchise player for them, right? You could say the same thing about Josh Allen when he came out, right? It was all about the guy couldn't throw a football into a trash can if the trash can was 2 feet in front of him, right? But he had just a howitzer for an arm. Well, now he's a league MVP, and every year the Buffalo Bills are contenders for the AFC, right? You know, Joe Burrow, we saw how special he was. We kind of had a feeling there. Baltimore Ravens, when they drafted Lamar Jackson, right? They came back into the first round at 32 so they could get Lamar in that extra year there. I don't know that they thought he was going to be the transcendent multi-time NFL MVP that he's turned into. So projecting these guys is very, very difficult to do. The Browns haven't done a good job projecting this talent, but you know, you got to think at some point they've got to accidentally run into one of these guys, right?
You would think so, but history has also told us no. So
yeah,
we sit here and we just have to play a longer version of history. I do like the fact your prediction throws out Travis Hunter, not because I personally agree, but because I like the idea that I can take it down this road. Because I started the show talking that, Daryl, I feel like it could be very dangerous trying to potentially figure out a situation at quarterback and develop a rookie. You might bring in Kirk, but you still might be developing that rookie. Yeah. And trying to win while trying to do something that's never been done, which is develop and properly utilize a player who wants to play on both sides of the field at a significant rate and portion of that. Is there any fear that they could be too much on a team like the Browns' plate?
Well, I think the what intrigues me so much about Travis Hunter is his versatility, his athleticism, the fact that he's an elite player on both sides of the ball. I think he's an elite receiver. I think he's an elite cornerback. Now, Andrew Berry has said they view him as a receiver first and foremost, right? I don't think you put Travis Hunter out there like you put Denzel Ward, where he's out there for every snap on defense, but you pick and choose your spots on the field, right? You have him in a nickel or a dime package, and maybe you give him 20 defensive snaps a game. Maybe he's part of your red zone defensive package, right? Because, well, what did the Browns start doing last year? They started giving up touchdowns on defense in the red zone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Zone, right? So I think that there's a way to utilize him on both sides of the ball, and that's what intrigues me, while also not, you know, burning him out.
Yeah, it feels like a lot to me. I'm not sure. Before we get to the draft, though, Daryl, previously throughout, I feel like you're going to hate this question, but I feel like that's why I'm interested in asking it to you at the same time. Browns win total pre-draft, according to Vegas, opens at 4.5. Are we on an over?
Over. Yep, take the over. Probably going to win 5. Like now, as the team is built, I'll say 5. Because look, last year, and I say this acknowledging 1-15, 0-16, last year's as bad as it gets. Okay, 3-14. You're expected to make the playoffs. You're expected to compete for the division for the first time since 1989, and it is an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions, right? It is a complete failure, top to bottom, okay? I don't think it is going to get worse than that. I think that sunnier days are ahead, but this is going to be a multi-year process for them to get back to winning double-digit games in a season.
All right, Daryl's all in on the buy low. I like it. We're buying low before there's a quarterback in play.
Well, technically, I'm buying high. I realize it's only 5 wins, but if the over-under is 4.5 and I'm saying 5, I'm buying high. I'm over. I'm trying to buy low?
Well, I feel like once the Browns have a quarterback in place and they go through the draft, I feel like it's more likely that total would move up than down, right?
You know, I don't give betting advice. I don't bet myself. But if I were to speculate and give betting advice, I would tell folks to get in on that now before that line moves up.
Yeah, it has to move up. I mean, if you add Kirk Cousins,
if they get Kirk Cousins, that line's going to shoot up. Probably, I'm going to say it's probably going to go to 5.5 to really make you think about it. If they get Kirk Cousins, that over-under is going to go up. So if I had the disposable income and if I were doing it for recreational purposes only, I right now would get in on that and take the over.
There you go. Daryl's non-betting advice. Take the over. All right, Daryl, I appreciate you as always carving out the time. Good talk, and as always, I look forward to doing it next week. In the meantime, I'm sure the Browns will make the news again.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have chapter 237 of the stadium saga by the time we talk again as well. So
yeah.
Can't wait. Some numbers are coming out soon. I'm expecting some numbers in relation to what the Browns say that complex could generate tax-wise or whatever. The state has been doing their due diligence, so at some point I'm expecting that'll probably be the next stadium story to come out outside of today. Long process to go till June 30th when by then we'll know, are we building a dome or are we stuck on the lakefront in the dump the politicians built in 1999?
All right, Darryl, we'll make sure we'll talk a little bit of stadium next week. Appreciate you, man.
You got it, Jake. Later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.